The beginning is the most important part of the work, wrote Plato in The Republic, and we at Wyoming Catholic College have begun. This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, and you're listening to The After Dinner Scholar, the college's weekly podcast about the great books and the liberal arts. This past Saturday, our Wyoming Catholic College freshmen emerged from the wilderness after their 21-day backpacking trip. Then on Sunday, as part of our convocation and matriculation ceremonies, each freshman signed the leather-bound student register book. Our faculty took the oath of fidelity to the teaching of the Catholic Church, as they do every year, and our bishop, Stephen Biegler, was with us to celebrate Mass. Classes began today, Tuesday, August 27th. We are, it seems, beginning the 2019-2020 school year well. Presiding over the weekend's festivities and over the college as a whole is President Dr. Glenn Arbery, our guest on this After Dinner Scholar. I asked Dr. Arbery what makes for a good start to the school year.
I think when the students come in with a freshness about them, an eagerness to take on what they're about to do, that's certainly true of their studies across the board all 4 years. But particularly when the freshmen come in with the kind of excitement we saw last week as they're getting ready to go up to the mountains. As we speak, they are up in the mountains. So it's particularly exciting here at Wyoming Catholic College to see this kind of start to the new school year.
Yeah, well, they come back and it's immediately matriculation.
That's right. So they come back from something that's really life-changing and then go into the very serious business of undertaking Homer and the Bible and logic and all the things they're going to be taking.
Now, you wrote earlier this month after the freshmen arrived, quote, "The beginning must be thoughtful and collected, deeply considered with respect to its consequences." How do we seek to be thoughtful and collected and circumspect as we begin a new year at Wyoming Catholic?
You have to be aware of what's coming and make sure that the way you start out leads to the best results and the best consequences. I think the way that the beginning of the school year, particularly for the freshmen, has been thought out here is very good. And this has happened over the last 12 years of the college's existence. So that when they come, what they do is already planned in a way that we know it's going to lead to the best results. So I think those are the kinds of things you have to think about. What is this action that I take now going to lead to in terms of consequences? If you haven't thought that out at all, then you're just, you know, there's something random about the beginning that could lead anywhere.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things do they do? Obviously the freshman trip, and then what?
First we have, you know, the barbecue when they return, which is a big celebration of their initiation, so to speak. Then the next day we have convocation mass, and then the matriculation ceremony, which is a very solemn occasion. They all come up and sign their names in the book, this huge book that contains the names of every student who has ever been at Wyoming Catholic College. Some of them left before they graduated, but every name of every student is in that book. There's a ritual power to that. They're entering something. They're to write your name, you know, in that way is powerful in itself. Then, you know, the speeches by the faculty, and the next day, we have an orientation session, which is particularly focused again on the freshmen, so that they go through. This year, they're going to go through a seminar about their experience in the mountains, and how it translates into what they're going to be doing academically. So, you know, we learn a little more each year how to start, and I think this will probably be our best start ever in that regard.
Now, what kinds of changes do you expect to see in students as they progress from being freshmen to being seniors?
A deepening. It's one of those transformations that's a little hard to describe, because it's the same person. I remember a year or two ago, I was thinking, this isn't a different person from the freshman who came in, but it's a transformation in the sense that they have discovered much more deeply who they are, not, you know, becoming someone else, but becoming who they are with more depth and range than they might have thought possible some years earlier. They've experienced a great many things, both out in the outdoors and in the classroom, that can't help but change them into the deeper and more considerate person that we see graduate. It's a long and difficult process they go through. And by the time they're seniors, I think there's a sense in which they've become the peers, at least on one level, of those of us who've been teaching them. I'm always surprised at that. But, you know, that when they're freshmen, they're not in any way your peers. Some of them are certainly very talented. But by the time they're seniors, there's a way in which you're talking to people you would like to keep as friends, people you would like to engage in conversations from now on.
Well, I know for me that I remember clearly this class, the senior class, when they came in as freshmen.
Yeah.
That's, I've been here the entire time.
Right.
And that's, yeah. there's something very moving about that.
No, it is very moving.
Now, I know you've got enormous responsibilities as president. Will you be teaching this year nonetheless?
I'm not going to teach in the fall. There's a lot of travel I need to do, but I hope to be back in the classroom in the spring. The classroom is a consuming thing. It takes all the time you have, even if you're just teaching one course, because there's always the responsibility of getting ready, and there's always something else to read before you feel like you're really prepared. But I think it's revitalizing to get back in the classroom, certainly for me, and experience the students in a way that you never really do if you just see them at lunch or casually seeing in the hallway somewhere. So I very much hope that can remain part of what I'm doing here, yes.
Yeah, it seems to me so sad that at so many schools, faculty come in with the idea in mind that I'll become part of the administration and that I don't have to teach and I don't even have to see students.
that's strange to me. I've never understood why anybody would want to be in administration.
Okay, well, it seems remarkable that this is our 12th freshman class coming in and beginning their academic journey at Wyoming Catholic College. What are your thoughts about that?
When the college first began, it was one of those wonderful experiments, and no one knew if it would succeed. When Bishop Ricken was here to give the commencement address back in May, I think he was a little astounded to look out and see the reality of what had begun with those first few freshmen back in 2007. I can't, to this day, really imagine how they were convinced to come here to begin with. They had to live, in housing that would be temporary for them. The curriculum was forming around them as they went, and it's just kind of amazing to think of that pioneering group. Of course, they're all now alumni, and they're very strong supporters of the college. But it's a very different experience from what freshmen are coming into this year. So the considered beginning we were talking about can be much more considered now than it was then, when it was really a pure beginning. They didn't know exactly where they were going to be 4 years hence, you know. So it's been quite an adventure, I think, across the board.
Well, and the alumni I know from that class are very, very happy with their education. They thought it was a great time. And if anything, I think some of them kind of look at what's going on now and feel like these people should be envying us for having been here at the beginning.
Well, I think that's in many ways got to be the case, because they were getting to try out things, and you know, it was all creative, and none of it was patterned as yet. And so they were kind of feeling their way in, and that's probably, you know, from what all the experts on education say, you know, what's most difficult and disorienting to you at first ends up being the most profound kind of learning experience. So that's undoubtedly what they had. Yeah.
Well, and the outdoor program mimics that for them.
Yes, yes, it does. Right. The outdoor program is so integral to what we do that it's hard to think of WCC without that dimension.
You know, another thing I noticed as looking through the freshman roster is how many legacies there are.
We have, I believe, 20 siblings coming in this one class, which speaks well to the experience of the older siblings, so that they trust the college and want to come here. That's great. So we're very happy to have them. And of course, we want to reach out beyond them, but this is a real core to the people who are here.
Well, I've always said if I'm selling widgets and you come in and buy one, that's a good thing. If you come back and say, I'll take 3 dozen more, you know, now I'm really in business.
Right. That's right. Something similar there. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We're off to a good start, and we'll
see what happens 4 years from now. Right.
Assuming Plato is correct and the beginning is the most important part of the work, please pray for the college, our students, faculty, and staff as the academic year gets rolling, and keep praying for us throughout the year. At the same time, would you be willing to consider a gift to support our unique undergraduate education, as well as to support distance learning opportunities such as this podcast, our various distance learning courses, and the Wyoming School of Catholic Thought? Thank you in advance for your generosity. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.